This is The Science Show on ABC Radio National, and I'm speaking to you from Liverpool, the European capital of culture. That's a surprise, isn't it? Well, not if you're actually here, because it's an amazingly cultural city. Old buildings, spectacular ones, and lots of life. In fact, when I arrived in Liverpool last night, I saw a crowd of something like 500,000 people looking up into the sky just by the station, and there was a gigantic spider, a mechanical one, something like the size of 7 buses, a huge thing crawling up the side of a building. Of course, it was a robot spider, and everyone was in the street with the odd tinny or two and having a wonderful time. The place is the venue now for the British Festival of Science, which I attend every year, and something that represents not just British science, but European science in general. And of course, there's competition this year, because over in Geneva, there's the Large Hadron Collider, which is going to have the experiment almost of the century, starting off a nuclear quest. So an awful lot of people who are normally at the British Festival of Science won't actually be here. However, I know it's a bit predictable to start with the Beatles, but one of the reasons I did so is that the festival organisers piggybacked on the Beatle reputation of this city of Liverpool to say that it actually triggers, this music triggers memories in the brain, and somehow there's a justification for it, which we'll find out a bit later. So let's go to the University of Liverpool and the British Festival of Science. So the Beatles, All You Need Is Love. Quite appropriate, you'll be surprised to hear. With me is Dr. Orlaith Fraser. Now, Orlaith's a wonderful name. Where does it come from?
It's an Irish name.
And you study chimpanzees, and let's get this right, consolation behaviour. In other words, making upset chimps feel better when they've had a fight.
Well, we've just shown that this behaviour, actually approaching a victim after a fight and hugging them or embracing them, reduces their stress levels and calms them down. And this is the first time that we've actually been able to show that this behaviour has this calming function.
Where did you do this study amongst the chimps? In the wild or where else?
No, this is actually done in captivity at Chester Zoo on 22 adult chimpanzees housed there.
I suppose you got to know them quite well over the 18 months or whatever, with names and so on?
Yes, I know them very well, better than my own family sometimes.
And what kind of pattern did you get? Was it just the family consoling its relatives, or was it amongst mates, or what?
Well, it was mainly, yeah, between friends. So those individuals who shared food with each other or spent time grooming each other were more likely to offer this consolation.
In what kind of situations did it occur?
Well, it could be a fight between two chimpanzees. It could be over anything such as somebody who's sitting in your place, perhaps. It might be over a female, more likely. This can range in how aggressive it is. They might hit each other, bite each other, trample on each other. It's all very noisy in chimpanzees and doesn't really involve that much actual aggression. It's mainly kind of for show. But after this fight, the victim can be really quite stressed. It's worrying after a fight has taken place. And so you might have a third party, somebody who wasn't involved in the fight, will approach the victim and then actually console them by embracing them and hugging them and reducing their stress, calming them down again.
How do you know it calms them down and reduces stress?
Well, we looked at their levels of self-directed behaviour, that is, levels of scratching or self-grooming. Just as in humans, if you get very nervous, you might perhaps scratch your head, you might bite your nails. In chimpanzees, you can also do kind of very similar behaviours, so they scratch more when they're stressed. So we looked at how often they scratched after a fight, and then we looked at what happened after they were consoled, and we found that their levels of scratching were actually reduced back to normal levels after this consolation had taken place.
And this means the chimps could actually recognise distress. They have a sort of theory of mind, perhaps?
Yes, well, it suggests that they're able to recognise distress and to know what to do in order to relieve that stress. So it's possible that this is actually an expression of empathy, that they're able to do something to console another individual.
Do they do this in the wild as well?
Yes, they do. They do this in the wild as well.
Presumably from your name, you come from Ireland?
My mother comes from Ireland. I was actually brought up in Luxembourg.
I see. How long have you been in Liverpool?
The last 4 years.
And would you accept that it's a capital of culture?
I think it is. I think it's done a very good job this year of actually showing how cultural it is. And there have been a tremendous amount of cultural events put on for this particular year. Yes, I think we should be proud of our capital of culture this year.
Yes, it's a very lively town, I must say, and it's appropriate that our first discussion should be about creating loving care. Mm-hmm. I wonder whether this was an evolutionary way that led to us. It's the way that we can recognise distress and do something about it, so you actually make society cohere rather than fall apart.
It seems that way, yes. These chimpanzees behave the same way as small children do. So it seems as if it has evolved very early on, and that our closest relatives, the chimpanzees, can perform these behaviours just as we do. And indeed, this is an important part of keeping groups together. Groups need to stay together in order to find food together and to protect themselves from predators. So this is all part of an important way of stopping fights from escalating and causing damage to relationships.
And of course, the first about this is that you've shown it reduces distress, but this kind of behaviour does occur in other creatures, does it?
It does, yes. It also occurs in bonobos, who are equally closely related to us, and in gorillas, and recently has been shown in rooks and in dogs as well, actually, though we don't know that it actually reduces distress in those species.
Isn't it interesting, rooks, the crow family, which is shown more and more to have this amazing intelligence.
Indeed, they're very intelligent animals, and it's fascinating. In fact, one of my next steps is to look at whether this behaviour occurs in ravens, also a clever member of the corvid species.
Well, from John Moores University in Liverpool, Ole, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to another ABC Radio National podcast. ABC Radio National, on air and online, with many of our programs available as podcasts or MP3 downloads. All the details at abc.net.au/rn/podcast.